Now, Paul goes on in verse 3, and will you follow me very carefully? Let no man deceive you by any means. And let's don't be deceived today. Let's listen to Paul. For that day shall not come. What day? The day of the Lord. Not the rapture, but the day of the Lord shall not come except there come a falling away first. That's number one. And the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now you have these two here. You have two things that have to take place before the day of the Lord can begin. And neither one of them has taken place yet. The first one that will take place, there must come a falling away first. Now, there have been those that look at this as the apostasy. And the very interesting thing is that I think it refers to that, but it means more than that, because the word means more than that. This falling away first, it's the translation of apostasia, and that comes from a root word, apostasis, which actually means departure or removal from. And the verb means to remove. There must come a removing. Now, there are two kinds of removings that are going to take place. One is they will depart from the faith. Now, that's apostasy. But that can't take place until the true church is removed, because there will be total apostasy when the Lord comes. Because he says, when the Son of Man comes, and that means to the earth, will he find the faith, that is, the body of truth that he left here? No, the answer is no, he won't find it. There'll be total apostasy. Why? Because of two things. The organization has departed from the faith. It's apostatized. But there's been another departure, and that is the departure of the true church. The departure of the true church leads to the other, you see. Now, in other words, the day of the Lord can't come, and that also means that the great tribulation can't begin. The man of sin can't appear until what? Until there is the departure, the removal of the church, the departure of the church from the earth. And this is what he's already enlarged upon in the first epistle. He's not going over here, because here he's emphasizing the day of the Lord. And he's already told them about the departure. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven, shout, voice of archangel, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first. Then those that are alive, this is for those that are in Christ, that's the church caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, that's a departure. That's what he's talking about. Now, some are going to depart from the faith. Their organization is left down here. And we see it as a great harlot in the 17th chapter of Revelation. And it gets worse. The organization does. The Laodicean church is in sad condition. I think we're in that particular period today. Now, it will finally end in total apostasy. Now, we find here the departure of the church from the earth. Now, from the viewpoint of the earth, it's a departure. From the viewpoint of heaven, it's a rapture, you see, caught up. You're looking at it from heaven when you say that, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Here, you're looking at it from the earth. Now, I think the world's going to say at that time, boy, they're gone. That fellow McGee that is on radio that was such a nuisance, he's gone. He's departed. He's left. And I'm going to say hallelujah. But the world will rejoice. But it's going to be a sad day for the earth. They think they're entering the millennium, and they're entering the great tribulation period. And it's going to be rough on them. They won't know what it is, but it's going to be rough. The church will have gone. I think it'll be a sad day. May I illustrate what I'm talking about here? Some time ago, Miss McGee and I were at the Los Angeles airport a little early. We were taking a morning flight to Florida at that time. And we were waiting. We always get there early, generally have breakfast. And so I was walking around in that particular area And there's a great big 747 plane that was getting ready to go to the Hawaiian Islands. And I'd love to have gotten on that one too, by the way, but you can't go on two planes at the same time. But the thing that interests me is I walked into that area where they were waiting to board the plane. There sat there a young soldier boy, fine-looking young fella, and by him, the prettiest little girl you've ever seen, and they had a little baby that was just out of this world. And I thought what a fine-looking family it was. But they were sad-looking. They weren't saying anything. All sitting there, and the little fella, he was just having the biggest time, though, just gurgling and carrying on. But in a few moments, why, the plane was called, and they stood up, this couple, and this soldier boy, great big fella, just put his arms around that little wife and that baby, and they all began to weep, that is, except the baby, and he's just laughing like mad, but these two are just weeping, you know. He's going back, apparently, going back to some foreign soil, and so he went and picked up that bag he had and walked out through the gate and disappeared, but he turned around and waved at her, and she stood there, and tears coming down her eyes. And she went over and watched the plane as it pulled out and then as it took off. And then I watched her holding that little baby walking away. It'd been a departure. It was an apostasia. That's what it was, an apostasia. Histomy means to stand, apo to stand away from. And it means literally to remove. He'd removed himself. At least the government had removed him. The Marine Corps had. And he's gone. That plane took off. And I saw her gather up that little fella and walk down, you know, and get on the escalator, going out probably to get in a car and leave. My heart went out to her. It's going to be hard for her, friends. Going to be hard for her. But the world, you know, is going to rejoice when the church leaves, but it's going to be rough. They're going to enter the great tribulation period. And Paul says here, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. There'll be an apostasy of the church, but the true church is going to leave, you see. The true church, you can't have a total apostasy as long as there are believers down here. And the liberals would like to get rid of us. They are one of these days. And then the second thing, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. When he's revealed, you're in the great tribulation period. Now, he's called here the man of sin. He's called the Antichrist by John. John's the only one uses that term, by the way. He has about 30 different titles in the Bible. He's a subject of the Old Testament. He is going to be Satan's man. I'm going to talk about this when we get to 1 John and Revelation in detail. But let me say here, this is the man that first will put the Roman Empire back together again. And then he's going to become finally a world dictator. And he's going to deceive the world. But he can't appear, that is, in power. He could be in our midst today, but he won't be able to come to power and reveal who he is until you get in the great tribulation period. Now we are told concerning him who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that's called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is as God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now one of the things that he's going to claim, of course, is that he is God. Now we'll have to hold this till we get to the 13th chapter of Revelation. But there we find that the beast out of the sea, that's going to be the Antichrist heading up first, bringing together Western Europe as we know it today. And he'll put it back together again. And when he does, he's going to show himself as God. And the world will think he's Christ. I think that's the big lie here. Now he says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Paul didn't mind talking about these things. And they say, well, preachers shouldn't dwell on these things. Well, Paul did. Paul says, when I was with you, I told you about them.